Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital? Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts
Amanda Kimmel
and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
a General Hospital fan podcast.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the Port Charles 411. We've changed our minds.
That never happens. What are you talking about?
If you listened to the March 4th, 2024 weekly recap, we said that we were just going to talk about the major families this week and then the minor families next week. Upon further investigation, though, we realized this is going to take us quite some time to get through the mob. So I don't know when we're getting back to Bobby. It'll probably be next month. But I think that March is mob month.
Oh, I like that.
There we go. Oh, we should do monthly themes.
Oh, my gosh. That's fun.
But the show always throws us for loops that we can't always.
Right.
Yeah. So
they should be more considerate of our podcast schedule.
If only they would coordinate with us. We could do better jobs planning. But this week, we are just going to discuss the five families. And then we will break down, I think it's going to wind up being week by week. Like we'll talk about the Corinthos organization 1 week, the Jerome family another week. And then we will get to the more minor ones because they're a little bit, they'll be more condensed. But the this is probably just going to be a short one because it gives a quick overview of the five families in Port Charles. There are five main mob territories, which are referred to as families. The Triad, the Five Points Gang, the Russian Bravata, Bratva, the Cosa Nostra, and the Northern Seafront. The Corinthos organization holds the most power and territory in the city as the Northern Seafront, with Sunny Corinthos as the Dawn. The five families were formed as a cooperative sort of truce for peace in the region. Families such as Zakaras, Jerome, and Renault mob families have attempted to push in and stake their own territory. Three of the five family heads, Selena Wu, Charles Buscema, and Vincent Novak, all quote, carpe diem, quam minimum, credula postero, which means seize the day and put very little trust in the future.
Ooh.
And they said that, where's the footnote? Oh, that was Carly's wedding on, oh, that's ironic. That was at Jason and Carly's wedding on September 17th, 2021. And that was right before two of the three got blown up.
Yeah.
So each family controls their own territory and operates under a shared set of code and rules when it comes to interfering with other organizations. Various. Oh, look at they got Carly's walk.
Because that was perfect.
That was perfect. Various conflicts between the families have arisen over time, but the Corinthos organization manages to keep the balance of power in check throughout the region. The five families have been known to come together and meet when there are major changes or disruptions in the region, including the arrival of a new mob family or impending mob war.
Dun, dun, dun.
And then I guess it's just going to give us the meeting dates.
Oh, September 2002, location Paluzzo's known attendees, Carly Corinthos from the Northern Seafront. That was the walk, right? Carly went to...
Why does it say 2002? That's 2022. Yeah.
Oh, that's, yeah. 2022. That is 2022.
Actually, it was 21.
Was it?
What's this date? Okay. Oh, well. Continue.
Carly went to a five families meeting and slammed a baseball bat on the table. She let the five families know that she was in charge of Sunny's territory. Ba, ba, ba. Also, in the same year, even though it says 2002, location unknown, known attendees, again, Carly Corinthos for the Northern Seafront. Carly goes in Sunny's place as Sunny was thought to be dead at the time. Oh, this was the walk. Sunny told Carly.
I think these are both the same, though.
No, because Sunny didn't tell Carly what to say through a headpiece.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so she did this. Okay. So we are in 2002. Ignore. Okay, yeah. Continue. Okay.
So Sunny told Carly what to say through a headpiece. Carly doesn't follow Sunny's instructions, which angers Sunny.
Hmm.
And then October 2003, location unknown. Known attendees, Jason Morgan for the Northern Seafront. Faith. Ugh.
Yay!
Faith begun working on her own plan.
That was 20 years ago?
Shh. No. Yes, but no. We don't want to admit we're that old.
Dex could totally be Faith's kid.
He could. Faith begun working on her own plan, and at the next meeting of the five families, Faith had them all killed. She gloated about her accomplishment to Sunny until Sunny informed her Jason survived the shooting. And then December 07, location unknown, known attendees, Johnny Zakara for the Zakara family, Frank, and Uncle Polly. Johnny goes after a mobster named Frank with a baseball bat during this meeting. Are there just random baseball bats laying around at all meetings?
I guess.
Or what happens?
Yeah.
Okay.
In February 2008, unknown building by the waterfront, known attendees, Claudia Zakara of the Zakara family, Sunny Corinthos, Dawn of the Northern Seafront.
That's a fun title.
Luke Cavallo, Uncle Polly, and Trevor Lansing for the Zakara family.
Ooh.
Claudia calls a five families meeting. Sunny discovers that the woman he had a one night stand with is Anthony Zakara's daughter.
Oh, so good.
Then August 2015.
Wow. We took a
big break. Yeah. At Ryan's Bar, there was Consigliere Tucci, the mediator, Selena Wu of the Triad, Vincent Novak of the Five Points Gang, Mr. Serge of the Russia Bratva, Charles Bushima of the Cosa Nostra, and Sunny Corinthos, Dawn of the Northern Seafront. At a five families meeting, Sunny Corinthos says there's a traitor in the group. Ms. Wu asks him, who's he referring to? Sunny reveals that this happened in Serge's territory. Serge claims that he got an offer from someone. Sunny wanted to know who this person was. Serge eventually admits they are the Jerome family.
Ooh.
Sunny's enforcer, Jason Morgan, is dead. Sean Butler is in prison. And Duke Lavery is dead. He has no one to protect him. Sunny suddenly shoots Serge. Is it Sarge? Serge.
Serge, yeah.
Ms. Wu tells everyone to put their guns down. She explains that Serge violated his alliance and Sunny was within his rights to exact justice as he saw fit. She asks if he has someone else that he wants to call out. He says, not now, but let this be a warning.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
How was that long ago?
Yeah.
September 2015, location, Puzzulo's known attendees.
Puzzulo's.
I said it right the first time. I don't know why my brain doesn't work. Known attendees, Consigliere Tucci. As the mediator, so he's all of them. Selena Wu of the Triad, Vincent Novak of the Five Points Gang, Mr. Colombo of the Cosa Nostra, Michael Corinthos for the Northern Seafront, and Ava Jerome of the Jerome family. Michael Corinthos took Sunny's place at a five family meeting. Ava shows up for the Jerome family. Michael wants to know who shot Sunny. Ava claims she recently became the head of the Jeromes and had nothing to do with the previous attacks. Miss Wu tells Ava that she is making a serious claim and an attack on one of them is an attack on them all. Ava says it was a well-connected man that they all know.
Michael gets tired of Ava's vague answers and prepares to leave. Miss Wu asks if Ava is intending to make enemies because that is what she is doing. Ava clarifies that it was Carlos Rivera who shot Sunny, while she knows it was really Paul Hornsby. Miss Wu asks Ava if she is saying that Carlos killed Duke and went after Sunny with no authorization from Julian Jerome. Ava says that is correct. Michael wants Ava to produce Carlos, and she says he disappeared when she became head of the Jeromes. Michael wonders why he wouldn't stick around to be number two. Ava suggests that he is only interested in being number one. Michael asks why Carlos is suddenly interested in being the leader since he had been a low-level gangster so far. Ava says that people change, and Michael retorts that people lie. Miss Wu asks Michael what he is implying. He says it is convenient that Carlos isn't here. Miss Wu points out that the fight between Sunny and the Jeromes had a damaging repercussion on all of the group. She seconds a call for an immediate ceasefire. Michael and Ava agree to peace unless there is an attack. Then Michael will assume the Jeromes are behind it. Dun, dun, dun.
August 2017. At a warehouse on Pier 54, Slip 7. Known attendees, Selena Wu of the Triad, Charles Bushima of Costa Nostra, Vincent Novak of the Five Points Gang, Petrov of the Russian Bratva, Sonny Corinthos, Dawn of the Northern Seafront, and Drew Kane as Jason Morgan for the Northern Seafront. Sonny calls a five families meeting to announce his retirement, which I'm sure, as you can tell, is not taking place.
Right?
Ms. Wu tells him they have heard rumors and says it's unlikely that a man in his position would step down. Sunny explains that Drew Kane, as Jason, has already retired and would be splitting up the rest of his territories between the remaining families, except for his legitimate businesses like Corinthos Coffee. Petrov doesn't think Sunny would give this all away for free.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
And wants to know the price. Sunny says that Jason and his organization will be protected by the other families. Petrov thinks there is more to it, but Sunny says that is all. He wants to know that they have a deal. The deal is agreed, but Petrov tries to kill Sunny after the meeting. Drew, as Jason, walks in and is shot, and Sunny kills Petrov in retaliation. May 2021, unknown warehouse. There was Selena Wu of the Triad, Charles Bushima of Costa Nostra, Vincent Novak, the Five Points Gang, Carly Corinthos for the Northern Seafront, and Cyrus Renault for the Renault Organization. On January 14th, 2021, Jason tells Brick that he will need to meet with the five families now that Sunny is presumed dead. Brick tells Jason that the Novaks are starting to move product to town. They began laying groundwork last week. Jason and Brick check on a warehouse on 46 Allen Street where the Novaks were seen. They find the Novaks are all killed inside the warehouse. On April 29th, do we know who killed all the Novaks back then? I remember that because then it was later in the year that...
Yeah, I don't know.
I wonder if this started back then.
Oh, that would be good.
So then on April 29th, Brick meets with Carly as she needs him to help her get Jason to the upcoming five families meeting. Brick tells Carly that they will need to keep Cyrus away. Carly says she has a plan. Laura comes to the door and Carly introduces Brick to her. Then Brick leaves to begin his plan and Carly tells Laura she wants her to pretend to bond with her new half-brother, Cyrus. On May 4th, the meeting begins. That took 4 months.
Wow.
5 months to get a meeting together. Okay. The meeting begins after Carly and Cyrus arrive. Carly shows her power and tries to paint Cyrus as an untrustworthy leader. She arranges for Brick to blow up Cyrus's shipment during the meeting, which makes him furious. She claims the shipment was in her territory and she is welcomed by the other families, and Cyrus is not.
That's the walk day.
Yes.
Whew. August 2021, location unknown, warehouse, known attendees, Selena Wu of the Triad, Charles Bushima of the Costa Nostra, Vincent Novak of the Five Points Gang, and Jason Morgan for the Northern Seafront. It's not as fun that his name is not Dawn of the Northern Seafront.
I know.
On August 17th, 2021, Jason arrives at a five families meeting. Carly has to pick up Jocelyn at Windermere, so she can't attend the meeting. Selena was unhappy with Carly's absence and called this unacceptable. Selena also tells Jason she considers Carly a liability and thinks she should be eliminated. Jason views this as a threat and lets her know he will not allow that, that he and Carly are getting married and that they are co-running the organization. Just as Carly arrives at the meeting, it's already ended as everyone except Jason were up out of their seats and exiting the room where the meeting was being held, with Vincent telling Carly he'll be looking for his invitation to the wedding in the mail. And then October 28th, 2021, Cyrus calls Sunny and tells him that Bushima and Novak's territories are up for grabs after their deaths. And January 4th, 2022, it was confirmed that Corinthos and Wu are the only two families left and they controlled the East Coast.
So we've only had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10
meetings?
5 family meetings? I find that hard to believe.
Huh.
So yeah, I mean, that was like kind of nice and short and sweet and to the point about who's... Well, that didn't open up correctly. So here, we'll give a quick... Wow. Okay. Consigliere Tucci, because I didn't remember him. Consigliere? Consigliere. I don't know. He was on August 15th, 2015. He apologizes as a man tries to enter Ryan's bar. Tucci says that they are closed and shuts the door. Tucci announces to the room that he is a neutral mediator and calls to order a meeting of the five families of the Eastern Territories. He names each member. Why don't we have this? Like, we only have it for two meetings.
Who picked him? Like, how do you decide you're a neutral party?
Right. What kind of an indeed ad is that? He names each member. Selena Wu of the Triad, Vincent Novak of the Five Points, Mr. Serge of the Russian Bratva, Charles Bushima of Cosa Nostra, and Sunny Corinthos, Dawn of the Northern Seafront. Tucci says that they have assembled at Sunny's request and asks why he has called the meeting. Sunny says that there is a traitor in the group. Someone has broken the alliance. Tucci asks if Sunny's territory was violated. Sunny says two of his shipments have been hijacked. And he reveals that merchandise turned up on Brighton Beach, which is Serge's territory. Sunny says Serge owes him a debt. Tucci says Sunny is correct. Serge thinks... So he even got backup.
Yeah.
On, and then after... Okay. Serge thinks that Sunny wants money, but Sunny wants a name. He says he consented to a mutual mediator who will help them with their differences and without the waste of bloodshed. They had a mob therapist.
Nice.
Basically. I mean, not a therapist. Yes, but a mediator. Like,
right.
But that's what you do when court or... custody mediation thing.
Right. It is basically them fighting custody of the property. And this guy's like, here, I'll tell you what you deserve.
So Serge accuses Sunny of threatening him. And Tucci clarifies that Sunny brought his grievances to the table in good faith.
Well, Sergei claims he got an offer from someone. Sunny wanted to know who this person was. Sergei eventually admits that they are in the Jerome family. Sunny's enforcer, Jason Morgan, is dead. Oh, this is the same thing. Sean Butler's in prison and Duke Lavery is dead. He has no one to protect him. Sunny suits.
A hard sentence.
Sunny suddenly shoots Sergei. Say that like three times fast.
I know.
That's a tongue twister. Miss Wu tells everyone to put their guns down. We've like referred to this already. And ask someone else that wants to call out. He has nothing but this be a warning. So then in September of 2015, Rick tells Michael he spoke to Mr. Tucci, who is a neutral mediator for the five families. Michael asks what he wants. Rick says Tucci wants a sit down, and he made it very clear that he will demand answers about who shot Sunny. Rick tells Michael that he felt the most appropriate place for the five families to meet would be somewhere in Sonny's territory, and Tucci agreed. At the meeting,
and Paluzzo's. You say
Do we have two of
you
them?
Keep no, you keep saying Paluzzo's, but it's Pazulo's. There's Pazulo. Two Z's and one L. Pazulo. But then I keep thinking,
why do I have
Palazzo?
So okay.
It's Pazulo's.
Pazulo's.
Yes.
At the meeting in Pazulo's, Tucci thanks everyone for coming on such short notice. He says there are troubling times and they need to discuss an important matter. He introduces the members, Miss Wu of the triad, blah, 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 blah. We know who is there. And he says this is a new face at the table. Michael says that he'll be taking Sonny's place. Tucci welcomes Michael and tells him he wishes Sonny will swiftly recover from his gunshot. Ava shows up for the Jerome family. Michael wants to know who shot Sonny. Ava claims, we already said this too, she's the recent head of it. She had nothing to do with it. Miss Wu says, you better not be lying, blah, blah, blah. Michael's tired of Ava's vague answers. Michael says he wants to know who shot his father. He thinks the person who attacked his father wanted control of his territory. It wouldn't be a gunman. Tucci says that Michael makes a good point. Miss Wu asks about Carlos killing Duke. He's
Carlos being number one.
Tucci tells Michael and Ava that they'll need to coexist for the good of all. He tells Ava this means an immediate end to all aggressive moves and hostility. He tells Michael that he insists he bring any grievances against the Jerumes to the table rather than retaliate on his own. Michael asks if Tucci wants him to accept that Carlos alone is responsible for attacking his father and to tell his people to back off. Tucci says that unless evidence arises that proves it wasn't Rivera, then yep, that's how they're handled. Agree to peace unless there is an attack, then Michael will assume the Jerumes are behind it. After the agreement, Tucci adjourns the meeting.
Okay, so I mean... He was in two shows.
I just wanted to know, like, how do you pick a
mob mediator?
Yeah. Like you said, what is the Indeed listing for that?
What's his resume look like?
I would like to know.
All of his references have to probably be dead.
Right?
Well, I guess he mediated so many that he just mediated himself out of a job.
Well, that's not good. No. Don't do that.
No. Well, no. If he was doing the mediation correct, they would not have been killing each other. Whatever. All right, so that is a quick overview of the five families, which is actually now only two, but we will now spend the next few weeks detailing each family. So join us on Monday as we see what has been going on with the Bob.
With the what?
Mob.
You said Bob.
So join us on Monday. So join us on Monday as we see what's been going on with the Mob.
Have a good weekend.
And we'll meet you at the pier.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to pier54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review. And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Pier 54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect, so if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at peer54podcast@gmail.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more.
and is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.